Yeah.
Hello and welcome to
It's early.
T-tains and a microphone.
Josh is a little tired.
Let's try this the third time. Hello and welcome to Two Teens and a Microphone.
There you go.
I'm Josh, your co-host.
I'm Gavin.
The other co-host. And we have we're filming in a live audience. Make some audience noise.
Audience noises. Hello.
We have an audience today because we're really taking off.
We are.
Very strict scheduling.
We took February off. Oops.
We did. February was. Am I saying that wrong? February? Isn't it February?
That's how it's like spelled, but it's February.
That's weird. English is weird.
English is hard.
It is. What time is it? It's 9:11. Oh. It's 9:12. And we're taking that out. That's not gonna be good for anyone ever. Okay. This is clapping it. It's 9:12. Splicing is a thing. And that's probably the earliest we've ever done it.
Yeah. Didn't we? No, yeah, 9. Because the last time we did this, it was like, or the last time we did it in the morning, it was like 10 or something.
Yeah. Next time, we're going to, I think we should, every podcast, we're just going to shoot to do it earlier. End up doing one at like 4 a.m.
I mean, I'm down.
Sounds like a challenge.
Be very interesting. All right, so what are we doing today, Josh?
I don't really know. Today is going to be a shorter episode because I'm tired and Gavin has Drumline. Don't you have Drumline?
Yeah.
So what's been going on with that? How many got canceled? Do you have to make up some?
Oh, yeah. Last week and the week before, we didn't rehearse. We haven't rehearsed. On Thursday was our first rehearsal since the 6th of the Saturday. Josh, your mic.
I'm having issues, but continue.
We didn't rehearse for like 2 weeks. So Thursday we had a 2 to 6 rehearsal. And then today we have a 3 to 8. But there's a basketball game scheduled to start at 3. It'll take like an hour or so. So we have to do music rehearsal in the pack until that ends, and then we can set up and like start practicing drill.
What's new with me? Lane and I, actually you should get in on this too if you want,
mm-hmm.
are applying at the Home Depot.
Okay, that sounds like fun.
Insert Home Depot music. Dun, 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 dun. Have you ever seen the little video with the cat just like
jamming its head?
That's what I'm going to be doing to work every morning. I think it's under merchandising, and literally all you have to do is just like change the price tags on like items.
No way.
When they see that, and then you have to like set up like sometimes like for like holidays or like specials.
Set up displays.
Set up like those displays. That's pretty
easy.
Much the job.
That's easy. What?
I was telling Lynn, I'm like, we would literally get paid to hang out and like do some work, but that's like pretty.
Did you already apply?
Not yet. I think we should all three do it at the same time.
I think that sounds like
the same time.
I think that sounds like a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be fun.
Oh, what else happened? Oh, I left my jazz band folder at school.
Oh, was it at school? I never found it in my truck. I was like,
yeah, no, that was like hopeless, Josh. Like, mm-hmm. It's in your truck. Yeah, I left it in there. Which would be bad because I don't have money to. Well, now I do because I shoveled a bunch of driveways, but that's going towards something else. Savings.
Savings is good.
Yeah.
Savings is good.
I need a job again. Sadly, the rib crib money from summer has kind of left the building, so.
It's gone.
Yeah. So, my grandmother on my dad's side...
Mm.
Went in for triple bypass surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out she had a heart attack earlier before that and 2 strokes.
Wow.
Yeah, but she's doing great. She's a trooper.
Wow.
But, the reason why I even bring this up is we went down there and they wanted to buy a new TV for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
And let me just explain. The TV they had, remember, I mean, we kind of saw these, like, when we were little kids.
The plasma ones?
The big Sony ones.
Yes.
Remember, yep. With, like, the base?
Yep. I know exactly what you're talking about.
So yeah. They had one of those.
Ooh, those are heavy.
Yeah. Larry had a dolly somewhere, but I don't know. He didn't want to go get it. So Dad and I, we got it out of there.
Wow.
And then we dumped it in a dumpster because Larry has a dumpster somewhere at one of his properties.
Mm-hmm.
And the noise that thing made when it dropped from the truck bed
mm-hmm.
to the dumpster was so loud. but we nice. Bought a new TV, and I was okay. So they had like a surround sound system,
mm-hmm.
which I'm quite familiar with setting mm-hmm. up speakers and stuff. It was really nice.
Nice.
But it hadn't worked in like a couple years. So everybody mm-hmm. went to bed. Dad and I stayed up. That's when I called you that one night.
Yep.
So I set up their TV for them, or attempted to. And I did not realize how much technology had changed. I looked on the back of the TV, and now they only have one input for RCA cords.
Mm-hmm.
That made me really sad.
Yep, they're yeah. going away with them.
They are.
Did and you get a Vizio?
Yeah, they got a Vizio.
So Vizio kind of like, they changed it. Does it have like... Because they call some of their models a TV, and then they call some of them a cinema display, because they don't include, like, an antenna tuner in them or anything, which is kind of annoying.
I didn't even think about the different versions they would have had. But basically, the back of the TV, they had one RCA input. I was really hoping for the RCA output, or mm-hmm. at least just...
something.
The red and white.
Yeah.
Because that's what could go to their stereo.
Mm-hmm.
But luckily, they had one of the, what are they called? They're like they're pretty much replacing the RCA, the digital sound optical. Output.
Optical?
Yeah, yeah. Optical. And then it was so funny. We plugged in from their cable box, because I had to go from their cable box, mm-hmm. and then that could be the input and then output to the stereo. Mm-hmm. So. I tried using RCA cords uh-huh. on a new 4K TV.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 144p. I'm like, okay, we're going to go to the store tomorrow and get an HDMI cord.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. I think it's funny how like much TVs have changed. Like that mm-hmm. one, that one's awesome. It has like five different RCA inputs mm-hmm. and then one output, which is what I use to my stereo
mm-hmm.
on the side. But that TV's like, God, that's like 10 years old now.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I remember when we bought that thing. That was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And that replaced our big TV. And then we got the plasma one. And then plasma. I left the Wii on, and then it made lines on the TV. It
made lines in the TV.
And
yep.
Dad was... So yeah, there's a history of Joshua's TVs, because I know TVs. Everybody was just dying to hear that.
Lane's over there like, yeah, I'm half awake.
Yeah, that's Lane, by the way. Do you want to say a couple words? You have to shout if you do.
I have to shout?
Just a little bit louder.
Just hanging out this morning. That's about it.
Just hanging out this morning. Did you like how I woke you up with the coffee song?
I did. There's not a much better song to wake up to than some coffee in Brazil.
Yeah.
So. Too much.
That's a good song.
Yeah. Speaking of 4K, you know, Never Gonna Give You Up on YouTube.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Rickroll. Did they somebody remastered it?
I love 4K and 60 when they frames. Do that.
And it looks so weird.
I have to, okay. There's a. I'm gonna get all geeky. There's this one guy. It might be the same guy.
It might. Let me find
but,
it real quick.
He. There's a video I'm going to show you. I'll show both of you when we're done with this.
Mm-hmm.
But he does all sorts of videos. And he went back even like to like the 40s and redid some.
Yeah. Is it re-video?
Maybe. I subscribe to it so I can find it someplace. Okay. But have you ever seen Frank Sinatra perform Old Man River from 1946?
Can't say I have.
You'll lose your mind when you see this. And then he did a Cab Calloway one with like a big band. And it looks insane. And he does it all the way to, what's the 2160? What's the
3840 by 2160? No, not 38. Wow, I'm bad at this.
Just the P.
2160p.
2160. That's yeah. He did it all the way to that. Which I mean, with that old of footage, it doesn't really matter.
3840 by 2160. I use 1080p so much on my Final Cut projects. So yeah. I don't even know 4K resolution. Every time I have to use it, I have to Google what it is.
Yeah. No. He has 4K, but I always just go to, you know, full HD. Definitely something to check out with all those.
Mm-hmm. I'll leave that video linked in the show notes, the Rickroll.
Yeah, nice.
So you can do that at 4K now.
Billy Joel Nugget. I'm going to come up with another one spontaneously because I forgot that I have responsibilities on this show. Looking around. Oh, Billy Joel's Songs in the Attic was one of the first albums to ever use digital equipment for recording. They had a full... It's a live album, by the way. They had, like, a truck. Like, a big semi-truck of equipment just dedicated to recording it. And I wish... Actually, you know what I'll do is I'll write this down and I'll do my research. And then next podcast we have, I can, like, dive deep into it. But it's really cool. They really used Billy Joel for, like, a first for a lot of things in the industry. Like, 52nd Street, 1978. Whenever the compact disc came out in 1982 to the public, that was the first album that was pressed on compact disc. So there's another little fun tidbit for you.
CDs.
Yeah. He's the only person to play, what was it, Giant Stadium, Shea Stadium, and Yankee Stadium. All three of the stadiums down there in New York. Which he actually closed Shea Stadium. And then what he did... Have you ever seen that concert?
I have.
Last play at Shea?
Yep.
He closed it, and so the first act to ever play there was the Beatles. And if you've seen that footage, that's crazy. But then Paul McCartney flew down, and they closed it with Let It Be by the Beatles.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah. No, that's a really good concert, actually. He plays Zanzibar for all you TikTok fans in there. Can't believe that became a thing. That's a current event. Holy cow. I just remember looking on like the Billy Joel Instagram videos and just seeing all these people doing a TikTok dance to Zanzibar. I was like, what is happening?
Yeah. Yeah. TikTok's wild place.
Yeah, it is. That's crazy. For sure. I thought they were going to ban that. Whatever happened there?
They never followed through.
Yeah.
It was just kind of an empty threat.
Well, what else do we have? Is that just a closer?
I guess. I don't know.
We're running out like 18 minutes. So pretty much on schedule.
Yep.
I'm going to go have some more coffee. Well, I'm Josh.
I'm Gavin.
And this is Two Teens and a Microphone.